99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Friday type of vibes, and so we thought we would start by showing that, you know what, maybe if you're not looking forward to today, there are other people that are failing at life, maybe greater than you are. So we thought this would be important, you know, because if nothing else, at least this isn't happening to you.
From
my life. Today, I unknowingly used my shampoo thinking it was leave-in conditioner. While walking to work, it started to rain. My head started to produce suds. FML.
Oh, that's not good. That is not good. At least that's not going to happen to you today, we hope.
We hope, right. I mean, there is a chance of rain, so the potential is there, that's for sure.
Okay.
Another one. Today I found out that my girlfriend of 3 years actually believes that the earth is flat.
Oh, you are dating a flat earther.
We're in 2023.
Yeah, that's really shocking.
There are
still flat earthers. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are satellites, there are spaceships, there are things.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. Today, I thought I was on mute during a Zoom meeting, and it's only after the third or fourth flappy fart that someone pointed out my mute wasn't on.
Oh, gosh. I hope that doesn't happen to you today.
Oh, wow.
And then F my life today, a bunch of my friends have been accepted to various colleges.
Yeah.
Yay. While I've been denied by the past five.
Oh, gosh.
To cheer me up, my mom drove me to McDonald's while we were in the drive-thru. She asked them if they had any job openings. She's like, well, no, my son's not going to college, so at least get him a job.
This could be his path. Yes.
This could be his path. So.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, you know what?
Looking out for you, though.
Yeah, we just want to show you that, hey, things could be worse today.
Yes.
On this beautiful Friday here on 99.7 DJX. We do have some tickets for Adam Sandler. I promised you yesterday, because of our phone issues, that we would give you a bonus opportunity today. And here in about an hour, we'll hook you up with not only a chance at $1,000, but also Adam Sandler tickets in about an hour. Later this hour, setting the bar stories, little kid or drunk adult, and then a feel good coming up next. And Kelly K.
Okay, so you've got to see this little video, WDJX.com. It's of a flower girl. She can't be more than like two. Mm. And she's driving a luxury battery operated kid car down the aisle during a wedding.
Oh, of course she is.
She honestly looks too young to be able to steer, but she does. She's veering off to the left once she gets down the aisle. The only audio from the video is just kind of the music and some ahs and a few woos, but it is a sight to behold. So, like, if you're having a flower girl, I feel like this is a new boss way to enter that could maybe start a new trend.
Okay.
Like, she's not even bothering, like, throwing out the petals or anything like that that flower girls do. She's just driving down like a boss.
All right.
Just like, what up? Here come the little wedding baby. I mean, she's so small, but it's just hilarious. And the video is up at WDJX.com. I need to know if anybody is having a little flower girl, if they would do this.
Okay.
Or if there's some other sort of different sort of entranceway. I know there's a lot of flower men, you know, some of the, you know, maybe groomsmen have been coming down and making like really amazing entrances as like the flower girl. But I like this. If you want to have a legit flower girl, have her drive in a little battery operated car. Be like, what's up?
All right.
It's great. WDJX.com.
I think there's a little special place in our heart to see the success of the movie Cocaine Bear. Am I right?
Okay. Are we puffing out our chest in pride with that?
I think there's just a little bit, maybe.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. Now, you know, obviously it's been out in theaters. It's on streaming. It's kind of like one of those cult classics.
Yeah.
Things like that. Fans now can learn more. Apparently there's going to be a documentary now premiering today. Cocaine Bear, the true story. So you can now get like, you know, I know Wave News, our news partner, they have kind of a behind the scenes of Cocaine Bear up on their website. They've had that for a while. The documentary Cocaine Bear, The True Story, premieres on Peacock today. So you can.
Okay, so if you saw the movie in theaters, which I'm sure a lot of you did, you can kind of compare to, all right, well, what was creative license? Yes, yeah. And what really happened?
What actually happened? You know, of course. Okay. You know, that bear still resides there in that mall in Lexington. And
yeah, it's the Kentucky Fun Mall or something like that, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And it can even preside over weddings, and it has.
Yeah, it has. So
put a little top hat on them.
99.7 DJ.
Play a fun little game. I realize I say fun little game every single time we play
you
this
do.
Game.
You do. You do, 100%. It's your standard intro.
A fun little game. I mean, but is it?
But where's the lie? Where's
that's,
the
that's
lie?
That's right. Where yeah. is the lie? All right, let's say hi to Justin calling it from the Churchill Downs neighborhood. Hey, Justin.
Good morning.
Justin, it is a fun little game, is it not?
It can be.
So he's saying it's not 100%, but there are times when this game
is more fun for us and not the people that it happened to.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
All right. Justin has brown hair. Sorry, dirty blonde hair. Drives nice. A green Jeep. Teaches the third grade and is single. And by the way, has been listening to us since he was 10. So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yay. Justin, so how you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel like I work with kids, so in theory, I should be good at deciding if it's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I guess you're
you
right.
Have
you do.
Expertise.
You have an inside track on this. All right. All right, so little kid drunk at all. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
You know the drill. You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, here we go. First one.
I got detained by police for putting on a bootleg rock show in a Winn-Dixie parking lot.
Wow.
That sounds fun. I mean, that's a fun day at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, that sounds like a drunk adult.
Hmm. I feel like that's the obvious answer, which makes me want to say little kid.
Oh.
So I'll say little kid on this one. One of us has got to be right.
All right. Justin says drunk adult. Kelly says little kid.
I was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Say tricky.
It is
tricky.
Tricky
game.
It is tricky.
My friends and I started a rock band called Blood Coffee.
Blood Coffee?
Blood Coffee.
Okay.
We were all 10 years old and decided to do an impromptu rock show in a Winn-Dixie parking lot.
Uh-huh.
The police were not playing around, though. They were there within like 10 minutes and shut us completely down.
Really? You're just like, trying listen. To entertain the shoppers?
Yeah, my daughter's. Does everybody start some sort of band when they're young?
I feel like yes.
My daughter's started the Upside Down Sunglasses.
Upside Down Sunglasses.
Yeah, and I don't think they played any shows. I don't think they did any gigs at Headliners, but I want to say that the band ended up breaking up after a summer. So
it that was, is tragic. Yeah. I would have paid to see that show.
All right, Justin, you're 0 for 1.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go. Next one, little kid drunk adult.
I smacked my dad with a flapjack.
Ooh, a flapjack.
Oh.
Okay.
Slap dad with a pancake.
Yeah.
Well, with a pancake, I'm going to just go drunk adult again.
All right. You're saying drunk adult. Kelly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll agree on that one.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Was right. Drunk adult, yes.
I just got divorced from my ex-husband.
Oh.
I had many mimosas at my family brunch.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
My dad, out of the blue, says, I guess I now see what Rick saw.
Oh, my gosh, Dad, don't say that.
Oh, my gosh, who says that?
Well, he had it coming.
Rick is my ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
I responded by swatting my dad across the face with a pancake.
All right.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, what kind of a dad says, well, I know why your husband dumped you. Seriously? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, you got that one right. All right. Justin, one more. Let's try to get this one right. All right, buddy?
I got it.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go. Last one.
In a pen in a light socket.
I'm sorry. What was it? Did you say peeing in a light socket?
Yeah, hang on.
In a pen in a light socket.
Is he drunk now?
I don't know. This is a voice note that we got. Hang on, we just got it.
In a pen
based
and a light
on how
socket.
How he sounds, I'm going to go drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult.
I feel
adult.
Like it's drunk adult, and it happened 30 seconds ago.
He's like, why am I here? It's still.
Wait, I gotta tell Ben and Kelly.
I gotta tell him right now. I just got to email him real quick with this, what happened. All right, so you're both saying drunk adult.
As a small child.
I was a small
child. Wait a second. Oh, so doesn't make sense. I really thought this was the first in real time little kid or drunk adult story we had.
Guys, this is happening right now. No, he was a small child.
I had to go pee really bad and someone was in the restroom. So I thought all holes were the same.
Oh, my God.
What?
What? All holes are the same.
I need
so
a diagram.
I was in the hallway and had to go pee. So I end up peeing in a light socket. Well, needless to say, it was a little shocking.
That guy
master storyteller.
Oh, okay. I don't even care that you both got that one wrong. You guys, I mean, that's a win for everyone. Congratulations, Justin. You're a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, dang. Yeah, and lesson learned. Don't pee in a light socket.
Yeah, right.
Not all holes are the same.
That is the quote of the day right there.
Is that a bumper sticker in the making? I don't know.
So I thought all holes were the same.
They are not.
They are not, sir. All right. Well, Justin, congratulations. You win. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. Okay, buddy?
Awesome.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we're asking for these stories in the wrong way. Maybe we say, hey, if you're currently in the middle of making a bad decision, before you forget what happened, just send us a voice note. Send it off immediately.
Oh, that was my fave.
All right. That's great.
Not all holes are the same. That is something to remember. If there is a motto from today's show, not all holes are the same. Oh, shoot. All right. If you want to be the real star of the show, like that guy. All you got to do is send us a little voice note of what happened.
Give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Send the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over $200,000 worth of dimes, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of dimes. Where did we find so many dimes?
In an unmarked truck, like semi-truck, that was parked in a parking lot. There in Philadelphia, it was carrying $7.5 million dimes, which carry the one, do the math, add the zero.
That's a lot.
About $750,000.
Wow. So, in just dimes? Interesting.
Yeah, just dimes. Apparently they were being transported. But anyways, the thieves were able to get away with around 2 million dimes, which around $200,000, but it could have even been more because it's taking a lot of time to count the dimes.
Yeah, they're going to need to call in like those Coinstar machines or something, right?
Right,
you just pour it into the machines because like nobody's going to be able to be like, all right, one, two, three. Hey, do you remember where that, dang it, I got to start over again, you know? And someone comes in and interrupts you, you can't, yeah.
And then a jokester walks through and goes, 1675, 102, and you're like, dang it, I got to start again.
Yeah.
So the driver, I guess, parked there in the lot just to go to sleep because they need their sleep.
Exactly.
That happened while it was unattended overnight. Now, it's unmarked, so it's unclear whether or not the thieves knew what was inside.
It could have just been somebody scrounging around and, like, happening upon it. Unless it's an inside job.
Well, yeah, because the thieves made out with more than 10,000 pounds of dimes. If you consider each dime weighs around 2.3 grams, you would need something to be able to transport 10,000 pounds, would you not?
They have another truck?
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So if the thieves didn't know what was inside, would 7.5 million dimes be a good surprise or a bad one?
I mean, good surprise, but then you have the conundrum of, well, how do we transport our find?
But then, are you paying for everything? Because, like, dimes, that's probably going to be hard to trace, right?
Probably.
Because it's just, it's not like paper money. So, Are you just?
They all have serial numbers on them.
Are you just going to start paying for everything in dimes?
I mean,
you want to buy a nice stainless steel refrigerator and you roll up with a shopping cart full of dimes.
I think you go to Kroger, you pour it in the Coinstar, you get some bills out of that. Then you go pay for stuff. You live your best life.
So now, Kelly, are you suggesting to the criminals on how they can get away with this scot clean?
I'm just trying to work through the logistics.
Okay.
In my mind. I'm not trying to help, per se, just trying to understand.
So again, setting the bar to the criminals listening, it's going to be hard to conceal the fact that you are trying to unload $200,000 worth of dimes.
Someone may stop and ask, hey, where'd you get all those dimes? And it might be like, whoa.
Been collecting them, grandma sent them.
Yep, just been saving them since I was a baby.
My piggy bank's real big.
I started early with my collection.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing that, you're doing okay.
Okay, good note.
Yep, that's good your note. Setting the bar story. Bonus opportunity for you to play and win this morning on 99.7 DJX. Let's say hi to Felicia calling us from Sellersburg. Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
You know what I want to say.
I know.
Bye, Felicia. We're saying hi, Felicia.
She's like, you're not the first radio chick.
I love it.
Felicia's got blonde hair, drives a VW Atlas, is a preschool teacher, and is married. How long have you been married, Felicia?
Oh, gosh, like 21 years.
Oh, wow.
What's the secret?
Communication.
All right.
I like that. That's good. It's simple. Keeps it simple.
I do. I
don't
like that.
Don't ask her anymore. Don't make it awkward.
Yeah, please
don't. She's a teacher.
She's fire surrounded by preschool students. So if I said, what keeps the spark?
Stop it.
All right, fine. That'll be later, Felicia, all right? Anyways, all right, sure. It's a mystery sound. So Kelly's never heard this. You've never heard this. I want you to try and identify what is going on in this clip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Oh.
Do that one more time.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to hear more of it? Because there is actually 12 seconds of that.
Yeah, play the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's not what you may think it sounds like.
Oh, gosh.
Horses.
You think that's a horse?
See, I think it's like a little kid just
or
like...
Or chomping or clapping?
Yeah, it sounds like a little kid like slapping his...
His what, Kelly?
slapping his legs or like playing drums on his legs or something. Something like that.
I will give you a clue. It does have something to do with your body.
Okay.
Once again. Mystery sound. What is happening?
Snapping?
Ooh, you think snapping?
Yeah, it's got some snapping qualities.
It does sound very suggestive.
I was just thinking like a little kid like playing drums on like a bare thigh or something.
This is actually a Swedish man.
Okay. Does the Swedish part matter?
I don't know.
Okay.
His nationality is what it is. I'll give you one more guess. Mystery sound.
Gosh.
Has to do with the body. He has broken a Guinness World Record.
Oh, he's slapping his belly.
Tap dancing?
Okay, she says tap dancing. I say slapping the belly. He's slapping his belly.
Felicia, I said it has something to do with the body, and you say it's tap dancing?
Well, you could use your body to tap dance.
You're okay. Felicia, you're not great at these games, are you?
This is a hard game.
Felicia, I'll give you one more hint. This Swedish man is cracking 46 joints in his body.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so can you guess what this is? Giving the hint I just gave you.
Cracking his knuckles?
Cracking joints?
Cracking 46 joints in his body. Yes,
yes.
Felicia, you got it. Yes. Ollie London. London is his name. He broke the Guinness World Record by consecutively cracking 46 joints in his body.
Oh, that sounds painful.
That is the sound. Oh, that last sound that you heard, that is relief.
That's relief,
right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is
good
relief.
One. That was a good one.
Wow. All right. Felicia, you're great at these games.
Listen, that was a difficult. Yeah. Did anybody out there listening know that? Did anybody get it?
Listen, it was difficult. I do understand that. And that's why
that
Felicia, that's what she said. That's why we are giving you the prize for just sitting through this dog
stupid
and pony
game.
Show.
Yeah. Stupid game.
All right. So congratulations, Felicia. I'm going to put you on hold another quick second. We're going to get more information from you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Literally, I just didn't want to accept that you had literally just given us the answer, and then you still asked us what the answer was. And I was like, wait, are you tricking us?
I'm trying to lay it out very clearly for you. Kelly, if you value your marriage, I would stay out of Southern Indiana.
What the heck is going on in Southern Indiana? And do we need to pray for the people in Southern Indiana, the marriages? What's happening?
No.
Is this just targeted at me?
Just targeted at you.
Is Ryan Reynolds coming to town? What's happening? What is up?
So,
is O-Town back together and coming to town?
Eric, Dan, Jacob, Ashley, and Trevor from
O-Town
will be in Southern Indiana tonight, the Jefferson, along with LFO.
Oh, my God.
So, Kelly
needs...
How do
we not know about this?
Kelly needs to... Well, I'm telling you now. Kelly needs to make sure she steers clear of Southern Indiana if she values her marriage in the least. And if you're Kelly's husband listening... Avert your ears.
I feel as though he knows this story. Maybe he doesn't. I'm not sure.
Okay, because
there's a specific reason.
There were foot rubs, hotel rooms, and Kelly K with one of the members of O-Town.
Oh, Trevor. He gave a good foot rub. It was a good foot rub. And my feet were hurting. I was wearing heels all night.
Yeah. So, you know, this was when, O-Town had this song out current. Now it's like a throwback classic.
We had them in town for a little show.
A little shindig, sure.
I was just showing them around the city.
Oh, yeah, showing them what Louisville had to offer.
They needed a tour guide.
And then you're like, oh, gosh, you know what?
That walking, Trevor.
I'm really kind of, he's like, well, hey, why don't you just come back to the old hotel room?
He
you're like,
did give me a piggyback ride, too.
You're damsel in distress it.
Which was awkward in a sequin dress, but we made it happen.
I mean, you damsel in distress it all the way to his hotel room. I mean, it was wow.
It was my hotel room.
Your hotel room?
But then I said, listen, thank you for the foot rub. I'm going to need you to go.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Were you having any of those liquid dreams? So anyways, that's the reason why Kelly, if she values her marriage at all, should stay away from Southern Indiana tonight.
So because, I'm not going tonight is what you're saying.
Yeah, O-Town and LFO will be performing at the Jefferson tonight. You know,
dang it.
I know.
What a show that would be. What a show.
Shoot.
If anyone's going, get me some video. Tell them I said hi.
Uh-huh.
Tell him I said hi.
Now.
Welcome back to town.
Now, do you think, for one, they may have rolled in, you know, last night and, you know, maybe Trevor flips on. She's like, I remember this girl last time I was in. She worked at 99.7 DJX.
He happens to
flip on DJX. And then he hears you telling this story. Do you think his heart is crushed?
You know what? I'm going to choose to say yes. I'm going to choose to say I'm the one that got away.
The one that got away. She said. says I'm the one that got away, Trevor, from O-Town. You could have had your shot at Kelly, and you ruined it.
So sorry. What? So sorry.
What would have...
He had to go. He was bouncing through town, you know?
I understand.
It was never going to work.
Well, of course it was never going to work in that moment, but what could he have said to you to make it work? You know what? I'm going to move to Louisville, girl.
Oh, yes.
For you... I'll move.
I'll move to Louisville, girl.
Girl. All right.
Let me go do my band thing for a while. I'll be back, babe. I'll be back. I think there were pictures. I don't know what happened to them. I had a camera back then, like an actual camera.
I just haven't developed the film in 20 years.
I think there were some selfies taken. Anyway. Uh-huh.
It's Ben and Kelly. 99.7 DJX. Doja Cat actually jumped on a remix of that song that was just released last night. I'll play a little clip for you.
I love you. I'm in a funk, so I bought a bouquet of roses and cut them up at your doorstep. Your new neighborhood is gorgeous. I paid a lot of money for the fragrances you wore when we were dating, and I sold some lemonade just to afford them. I know it's not a really good occasion to be barging in. I couldn't help but watch you kiss them by the kitchen sink. I swung the door open, tippy-toed farther in. I wasn't crying, I was staring and forgot to blink. She saw me standing by the TV and she wouldn't stop screaming, so I tried to be discreet and told her, calm your... She grabbed a kitchen knife, so I pulled out the blick and got it all the time. Thank God I did for this, cause she was seeing...
Yeah, so...
Okay, that's really violent.
Doja and SZA together, probably not the combination that you'd want to... you would want to wrong.
I would just warn any guy ever.
That's
a psychotic song. There's nothing good about it.
Yeah, so
it's psychotic.
Doja, at least she realizes it's not a good idea.
Not the best idea?
Not the best idea to do that.
Okay.
But I don't think that message got to Doja Cat.
No, she's like, you know what? I'm going to expand on that. I'm going to just paint the scene even more.
All right, so anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly in it. Feel good. All right, Kelly K.
Gosh, I feel like we need to cleanse our souls after that. With the purest audio you're ever going to hear ever. This is the sweetest little video. It's of an exchange, a little morning routine, really, between a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So Kazim he's really off to like the best start in being the best big brother in the history of the world because of how he greets his little 3-year-old sister Grace every morning. He tells her she's beautiful.
Good morning, Kazim.
Good morning, Grace.
Why is your eye red?
Because I was sleeping.
Oh, is your eye pressed in it?
You're beautiful, Grace.
Thank you.
That's cute.
I mean, they're just the sweetest. Like, they just hug and they're just walking out of the room together and they just start their day with a compliment. His little brother and sister, the best big brother ever. And
just,
happy tears. You got to see the video, WDJX.com.
DMs, we always get DMs just about every single day. At Ben and Kelly Show, a great way to get a hold of us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Lori sent us one.
She reached out. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, hope you can help me because I'm getting conflicting answers from my friends.
Okay.
Just got engaged. My girlfriends wanted to know how many carats the ring was, so I did what any normal girl who just got engaged would do and took my ring to get it appraised.
Okay.
Found out it was a fake.
Oh.
So now, I don't know what to do. Should I tell him I know in case he was duped by the jeweler or play along in case he couldn't afford a real diamond? So, like I said, my girlfriends are giving me every answer under the sun, and they're all saying different things. I should put this out there that I don't really care about the ring being fake. It's pretty, but I'm more concerned with my fiancé and his feelings.
Oh.
So what should I do here?
Okay, so not really a deal-breaker situation here where she's like, he got me a fake ring, done.
Yeah, no. She loves it. It's pretty, but she's just hoping that maybe he didn't get scammed if he thought he was buying a real ring, and then it wasn't, but then... If she tells him about that, then it's going to look like, why didn't you get me a real ring? And she doesn't want to come off like that either.
So get ready for marriage. There are tough conversations that you're going to have with your partner throughout the years of being married. That's part of just being open and honest with one another. So I would I would be honest and just say, hey, my girlfriends were like, literally tell him what you just told us and say, you know, I just, you know, it doesn't matter to me, but I just want to make sure that you know what I found out.
Here's an angle I think she can take, though. She can say that she went to get an appraisal for insurance reasons so that she knows the value to have it added to their insurance policy.
I mean, sure, that's a little white lie.
That's true, though. I mean, you want to get something like that insured. We have our rings insured.
Sure. Okay.
So if they get stolen or lost or whatever, that's always smart to get. If you have valuables like that, you can get them insured. Right. And just make sure that you got a record of them. And usually they give you a certificate telling you, you know, the carat weight and all that stuff.
The value and all that stuff.
Yes. And so maybe she can ask him first if he has that so that she can make sure that I get this covered. And I feel like that's a legitimate concern that she can bring up to him. And that's how maybe she can start to open the door to the conversation of, oh, by the way, it's not real.
Yeah. John texted in the same kind of thing. Hey, take him with you to get it appraised again.
Yes.
Let the jeweler be the one to break the news.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Any jewelers within the sound of my voice? Like, what happens? Like, how do you approach that if you're a jeweler?
That's delicate because, again, what if he did know he was not buying a real diamond?
Yeah.
And then he's going to be, like, embarrassed.
Yeah.
In front of the jeweler.
And that's, I think, where her concern lies. One, you know, she's hoping that someone didn't, like he didn't purchase a ring thinking it was an actual diamond and it not be, right?
Yeah.
I think that's one of her concerns. And then the fact, yes, like I said, or like you said, too, just his feelings.
Right. Like if he couldn't afford a real one, but still wanted to get her something beautiful, and she loves it. That bottom line is, she genuinely loves it, but she's just trying to look out for him and make sure that he's getting his money's worth if he was scammed.
All right. If you do, if you are a jeweler, or I would love
to call my friends over at Genesis Diamonds.
I was going to say I would love to hear how they approach that sort of thing, especially if it's not one of their rings. I mean, if it's one of their rings, then they know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think just to be very clear, I think you need to just be honest with them about it and just know that, hey, this is part of marriage and just a part about being, you know, taking down those walls and just, you know, I'm not saying in marriage you got to be 100% honest all the time.
This is a real kind of a sticky situation because buying an engagement ring for a guy is a really big deal, especially if he picked it out by himself, didn't get any really input from her, and he's proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, this could be really delicate to around, but I think she's got a valid concern.
Yeah, valid concerns. Yeah, I like those suggestions. Hopefully that helps you in how you approach that. And like I said, if you've got anything to add, you can, 502-795-1997.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And I think I am in possession of this trophy. Am I correct in that?
Not sure.
I mean,
I
am physically in possession of the trophy, but I think
Sure.
I think I won last week. So.
Okay.
Anyways, we're all going for this this trophy here. When you laugh, you lose. Kelly, losers go first. That would be you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Did you know that Spider-Man has a winter jacket made entirely of Mediterranean flatbread?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a pita parka.
You laugh, you lose. You know, my uncle was injured in an explosion at the cheese factory today.
Oh.
Yeah. He was hit by a chunk of debris.
Tasty. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My son wanted to know what it's like to be married. I asked him to leave me alone, and when he did, I asked him why he was ignoring me.
I am not going to comment.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, why is gravity so cheap?
Why is gravity so cheap?
It's mass-produced.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
If two witches watched two watches, which witch would watch which watch?
What?
each witch would watch which watch belonged to which witch's wrist. Wow.
That was hard to follow.
It was.
Kelly, what do you call a fish that wears a bow tie?
Sophisticated?
Yes.
That's a good one. I've never heard it before. It was really good, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Marsha for this one. What do you get when you pick a pig's nose?
What?
A ham booger.
Okay.
I know. Snot funny.
You're right.
Yeah.
Keeping in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you hear about the duck who got a nose job?
I did not hear about the duck that got a nose job.
Yeah, he didn't like the bill.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
At a job interview, filled my glass of water until it overflowed a little.
Okay.
Interviewer said, are you nervous?
Oh.
I said, no. I just always give 110%.
Okay. My wife asked me to stop acting like a flamingo.
And how are you doing that?
Well, I had to put my foot down.
Absolutely. Because you were standing there with one foot up like a flamingo?
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you for explaining the joke.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was asked in an interview to describe myself in three words.
Okay.
I said not very good at math.
Kelly, what did the Voyager 2 satellite say to Neptune after it passed Saturn?
What did it say?
I see Uranus. Space humor.
Or Uranus, as some teachers make you say it now. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Went to a job interview today.
Oh, yeah?
Interviewer asked, what's your biggest weakness?
Okay.
I said, I can be a little too honest. He says, well, I don't think that's a weakness. And I said, well, I don't give a crap what you say.
I'm just worried that you're going to so many job interviews, Kelly.
It's a theme, Ben.
What can a bird do that a... let's save that one.
Okay. All right.
So my girlfriend...
Yeah?
Likes to role play, Kelly.
Yeah?
Yeah. For the past 3 years, she's been playing my ex-girlfriend.
I think it was to restart more than anything.
I'm curious of what you're hanging on to. I can't. Nah.
I'm curious as to what you're hanging on to.
You know what? I'll take this trophy and I'll enjoy it.
You didn't really earn it. It's kind of an accident, but whatever.
Hey, you know what?
Whatever.
I'll take an accidental win. I will. I'll do that. All right. So there it is. You laugh, you lose.
That's dumb.
It is always dumb. And that's what makes it special. On 99.7 DJX. All right, let's play a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Megan calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Megan's got dirty blonde hair, drives a Toyota Highlander, is a medical technician, has been married for 8 years, but she has a straw phobia.
A straw phobia? Explain.
I don't know. It just kind of happened in college, and now I have issues with straws.
Did it?
Okay, you hate straws. Got
okay,
it.
Did it happen when you like choked on something when you were drinking out of a straw, and then after that you were just like, nope,
can't do it.
No, I don't know. It just kind of, I just have to have them a certain way, and then like I get really bad anxiety and I can't focus, and I don't know.
Really,
it just kind of happened. Yeah.
Do you feel attacked by the straw?
Straws can hurt you. If you get in a car wreck and you're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Go down your throat. Yeah.
Does it matter if it's an environmentally conscious straw, like a paper straw or a wooden straw, or is it just like the plastic straws?
All straws.
All straws.
All straws. Okay. I can't stand the paper straws. It just kind of like feels like it's melting in your mouth. I can't do that. I don't want to drink paper.
Definitely.
But it's nothing about, like, sucking, right? You're fine with that?
No. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't... Sorry, that's... Okay, all right. I kind of understood what I just said there after I said it.
Yep.
Okay.
I apologize, Megan. Anyways, Little Kid, Drunk Adult is what we're playing. Megan, Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Oh, you can always guarantee that this is going to be... a certain level of awkward. It's a high level today.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to hear three stories. The best part is, A, they didn't happen to you. But you have to figure out when they did happen to these people. Were they a little kid or a drunk adult? Here we go.
I got slapped in the face with a piece of fried chicken at KFC.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
Ouchie.
or delicious.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's better in your mouth.
Did you just say it's better in your mouth?
I stopped myself.
I heard you. Your brain was like, I need to not say this.
Stop saying that sentence.
Y'all are on a roll today.
We are on something. I don't know.
I think I'm going to say drunk adult. Right. It could go either way, but right. Drunk adult.
Okay. You know what? I think maybe it's a sibling fight.
No.
For a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe. Okay. That's a good one. All right.
That's the angle.
So Kelly says little kid. Megan says drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Oh, wow.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, dang. What happened at the KFC?
Yeah, right?
KFC cashier of cheating me out of a piece of chicken. Oh. She got mad at me and said that, do you want your chicken? You want your chicken? Here's your chicken. And then she proceeded to slap me in the face with a fried chicken thigh.
Oh, what customer service. All right. you are one for one, Megan. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I got stuck in a swing at a playground and had to call 911 to break me out.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a drunk adult.
I need it to be a drunk adult, yes.
Both of you saying drunk adult. All right.
I need that to be the case. I need it.
Okay, all right.
I was a little kid.
Oh,
no, really?
Little kid.
Oh, no. Oh, that's traumatizing.
We were all wanting you to be a drunk adult for that one.
I was extremely overweight as a child. One day I tried to get into one of those swings where you put your legs through a couple of holes. But unfortunately, that stuck. Had to call 911. I was crying. I was stuck right there in front of my childhood crush. It was an awful experience. We'll never forget it, unfortunately, but I was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh. What a nightmare.
Crush. It's like 50 times worse when it's in front of your crush.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh, I'd be in counseling forever for that.
All right, Megan, who's afraid of straws, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I choked on a kielbasa and was hospitalized because I was trying to be funny.
Oh, gosh. Now she's... Megan's going to be really traumatized by kielbasas. Okay. You can add that to your list of things
not,
that you're scared
it's
of.
It's not just things being stuck in your mouth, right,
oh
Megan?
Oh, my God!
It's just straws.
Just straws.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
I don't know with this one.
Well, Megan, we need an answer.
I'm
just going to go drunk adult again.
You're okay.
Yeah, I'm going to agree because I can't say anything else.
All right, so both of you say drunk adult.
A very drunk adult.
There it is.
Yeah.
Drunk adult.
All great news.
She choked on a kielbasa. What happened?
I was doing the whole, look how far I can stick this kielbasa down my throat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I was at this party. It was, long story short, I choked so badly on this piece of meat to the point my friend had to take me to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
I did damage to my throat, and I had to stay overnight. It was crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, that would have been a horrific way to pass. I mean, imagine the story your family would have to tell. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, gosh.
All right. Megan, you know what? We're going to go ahead and let you win. All right?
Yay.
Is that good? All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't even keeping track anymore. I don't even know how many she got right.
All right. Well, hey, Megan, congratulations. You're a winner. I hope that you can someday get over your fear of straws.
And now kielbasas.
And we can move forward in life. Again, Kelly, it's not about the kielbasa. She's fine with that. Right. Kelly.
Cylindrical objects.
Okay. Anyways, Megan, thank you. Hang on the line a quick sec. We got to get just a little bit more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How far we get off the rails sometimes. How far?
All right, hey, if you want to be the real star of Little Kid Drunk Adult.
Yeah, you just got to send us a little voice note. Yeah. Tell us one of those magical stories. Like, give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story.
Yep.
Email it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message from a listener. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first off, want to say love the show. I know y'all do the group therapy and let the listeners answer as well. So here is my situation.
Okay.
So for about the past 10 years, my sisters and I have been providing total financial assistance for my mom, who hurt her back 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't worked since then and has developed a lot of social anxiety, battles depression. I've tried to convince her to get maybe a part-time job since she does have a disability, but it's not a whole lot.
Right.
She can work certain jobs, but I feel guilty for feeling like I'm making her do that.
Mm.
My boyfriend of 3 years lives with me. He's laying down an ultimatum of total financial freedom or we'll break up.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree with him. I know there's a lot of government assistance out there, but it's hard for many reasons. I'm financially broke all the time, trying to pay $650 a month to my mom's and $500 to my boyfriend's who split all of our bills and then live on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so stressed out and I don't want to compromise my relationship with my sisters, but I'm telling them I can only help financially for about 4 more months.
Mm.
I would never allow my mom to be without a place to live or food to eat, but I feel like this is the only way to make my sisters start looking into government assistance. Mm. I work full time. Have class and clinical, and I have a part-time job. I'll be making a decent money. I will be making decent money when I graduate. And I feel like that's going to play a part in them saying I should be helping more because I make more.
Oh.
But I've already said I'm not going to continue to be broke because I chose the path of bettering myself. Does this make me a horrible person or a bad daughter? Thanks in advance. I know the listeners can be harsh, but I just don't know what to do anymore. And if anyone knows who I can contact about different government assistance or is in a similar situation, please let me know what you're doing or what I can try.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so yeah, I get that you're wrestling with helping family and then also making sure that you're doing okay. And I not to even take away the emotional burden that has taken on both you and your sisters and your entire family, you know?
It's so tough because it's their mom, you know, and it's not just like a distant relative that you're trying to help out. It's your mom. So I get, you know, the struggle that you're dealing with, and it's been 10 years. 10 mm-hmm. years is a long time to try to support another family member when you are trying to get on your feet and, you know, set yourself up for a good future as well. It's really, really tough, especially now.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are asking veteran status, if, you know, anybody, if she's been in the military, if anybody's been in the military, maybe there's some help there. Remind me. So she has decided to kind of make that a... In the future, in a couple months, I'm going to no longer be able to help.
She's told the sisters I'm going to help for 4 months.
Yeah.
And then I can't. Okay. I'm out. Right.
So then would that, I guess, burden be absorbed by her sisters or would...
That's what they're saying. But then they're telling her, like, listen, you're going to be making really, really good money. So then they're looking to her to maybe take on more of the financial burden.
Right.
And she's like, nope. Julianne said, you and your siblings are enabling your mom.
Yeah.
Look into HUD subsidized housing. They usually go by the income of the tenant. Unpopular opinion, though. You should not have to bear the responsibility of taking care of your mom. She needs to take care of herself. That doesn't mean you can't help out once in a while. Also, find a new boyfriend. He shouldn't be giving you an ultimatum. That's controlling.
Well, and also it's easy for us to say that on our end, but you know, right. If he sees it and the emotional strain and things that it's doing to our listener, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he's saying it like, look, you have got to fix this or I can't be a part of this anymore. Like, you know, maybe he's coming from a good point, you know, a good
because he's been with her for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been supporting mom for 10 years.
Right. All right. Well, hey, I feel like we're going round and round without actually giving her an answer. So if you've got or been in a similar situation, we'd love to hear your experience with this or give her any suggestions.
Yeah, Rebecca on Facebook has got a pretty decent suggestion. She says, this one hits home for me. If your mom is struggling that much with mental health, first you need to get her into some therapy and counseling. That will help her and may even open her up to the idea of a part-time job. Second of all, you're not being selfish or a bad daughter. You've got to live your life, too. It's not fair to you or your sisters to parent your parent.
Mm-hmm.
Have a talk with your mom about the financial situation. Explain it to her. She's your mom. Hopefully she's going to understand. And if she doesn't, then she's being selfish. There are assistance with housing, medical insurance, and of course, SNAP benefits. Maybe call 211. That's the line where you can call to get some assistance guidance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. Our listener has been helping her mom financially for about 10 years, along with her sisters, really starting to actually make her situation bad, like boyfriend threatening to break up with her, struggling with money herself. And even though she'd like never let her mom live on the street, she realizes that she needs to change and in fact says, hey, after 4 months, I'm not going to be able to financially support anymore.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of saying, I have to at some point draw the line. And she's feeling really guilty about it because it's her mom. And she's like, does this make me a bad daughter? And everybody overwhelmingly on Facebook is saying, no, it doesn't make you a bad daughter. Amanda said, I wouldn't want my children's finances and relationships suffering because of me. Sounds like she definitely qualified for disability, SNAP, and Medicaid. It's a process, but there's resources out there for people like your mom. Just help her get set up with what she needs. You can Google Benefind KY, and it should pull up the website for you to apply for various benefits, or you can call. I believe for disability, you have to go somewhere in person.
Stephanie.
So if the mom hasn't applied for a disability, she could always get approved for that. You can go to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They might be able to help with that. And if she's old enough for Medicare, which she might be since she's been disabled for so long, mm-hmm. some of those health insurance plans will give you food benefits, free health care, utility assistance, everything. Well, disability, if you're disabled for 2 years, you're supposed to be eligible for Medicare. I'm an insurance agent, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. All right. That's good to know.
Yeah. So, you know, she might be able to, and I agree, I think the boyfriend could just be frustrated with her complaining about everything that's been going on. Yeah.
Well, I know it's been making it difficult for them. I mean, supporting a, like, it's basically doing two households.
Exactly, so, which has to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, we did get a response from our listener that was like, hey, just let you know, I'm not trying to bash my sisters.
Yeah, and, no, we get that. And, I think you're all struggling with it.
Right. And we did agree that we would split things with mom, but now we are trying to start families. There isn't any military service or anything. And yes, if I step out, it's going to put more burden on financial burden on my sisters. They don't really like my boyfriend, and I can understand things. I've been supporting my mom through it, not him. So we are still in discussions on a compromise, and if it doesn't work, then I will have to make decisions on the relationship. But if I move out, I'll still be looking for my own apartment while then trying to support another one. So there's a little more feedback for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Amy said, my wife and I help her grandma out from time to time. That's how help with family should work, though. It should be from time to time. Being responsible for $600 a month wouldn't be an option for us. And I put my foot down, too, if she was being asked for that. Sounds like she's working full and part-time jobs on top of being a full-time student. Before we jump on the boyfriend for being controlling, I would say he's concerned about her burning the candle at both ends. That could be true, too.
Yeah. I mean, not many people will just have an extra $7,200 just lying around to, burn like what she's doing. I do like all of the suggestions about, hey, if she is really disabled and has been for that long, there are benefits for that. So, to definitely look into that, and hopefully some of those suggestions from listeners can be an avenue for her to approach. So
there are lots of options for working from home. You know, if she has like a mobility issue or she can't really drive or anything like that, there are lots of different ways, I think, that you can try to find work from home as well. So, you know, I think a lot of different ways getting the assistance, but then getting her some counseling and motivating her to want to get back on her feet and support herself and try to find a job where she can contribute, I think are the key components to getting you all maybe out from the situation.
Yeah. Because at the same time, you know, your sisters don't need to be in that same situation as well. So
no, but if mom is just going to stay satisfied with just being supported by you guys, I think that's going to be the first, that's not going to be, that's not
healthy.
Sustainable
right.
For the long run for all of you.
All right. Well, hopefully there are some avenues to take. Good luck. We hope you keep us posted on you know, what happens. And if you tried to get through and you couldn't, or you have a suggestion after the fact, you can always jump on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy. Stupid fact of the day. You ready?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah. So I find random things on the internet and bring them to you as truth.
Just label fact on it. Yep.
You ready?
I don't know. You're making me nervous.
You brush your teeth this morning?
Yes.
All right. What it tastes like? Do you minty. Like the cinnamony? Do you like minty? Do you like bubblegummy?
It's minty.
Minty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of have this, it's way more bacon soda-y than it is minty. And I'm having
to get... Oh, I thought you said bacon? Was there a bacon toothpaste out there?
Bacon. Wow. Sorry. Yeah. Baking soda
as
opposed to minty, and I'm trying to get my wrap my brain around that one, but yeah, I tend to enjoy mint a little bit more as well. I bring up toothpaste because your stupid fact of the day. Romans, you know, back in ancient Rome, used to make toothpaste from urine.
Why? What? How? And what? Who came up with that idea to try that? Who was the person? I don't even want to know. That is what I don't. Oh, I don't understand.
So
I don't understand. Go to a stream and try that first.
Both human and animals were used as mouthwash to whiten teeth. So apparently it works. It's just gross because it contains ammonia. And a compound of nitrogen and hydrogen that is capable of acting as a cleansing agent. And so Romans, being very smart, they understood that.
No, I am so sorry.
What do you mean you're Roman so
times,
sorry?
No. If there were no toothpaste ever again in the history of the world, I am not using pee to brush my teeth. They'll rot and fall out.
Oh,
I don't
no.
care. Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not. No. No, Romans. No.
Well.
No, sir.
You know.
No.
That's why it's a stupid fact of the day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's right up there with, what is it? Beaver anal glands or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of like one of those things.
Oh, I just needed to know, like, who was the first one to say, you know what I was thinking? You know what I think might help?
Hey, you know what? If we peed in this bucket here, swish
it
around
in to
our
brush
mouth,
our teeth. Yeah.
I think that'd be great. Hey, Dale, your breath smells awful.
Oh, yeah, the breath, though. No, sir. Nopity, nope. No.
All right,
no.
So there you go. Stupid fact of the day. Romans used to make toothpaste from urine.
No. All right, No. What did they mix it with? What were the other ingredients? You didn't look that far into it? That's okay. Don't do it. I'm not doing it.
Okay,
I
was
going to
say,
I thought
it was just...
Nope.
Maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe they did mix it with some sort of fruit or something to make the taste be a little bit better. Saucy. Setting the bar, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, I'm even giving this person, the bartender, the benefit of the doubt by saying that there are drinks that are made with things like blood orange juice and stuff like that, cocktails that have fun names and stuff like that to them.
Sure. And there's, you know, actually blood orange juice that you can use for that.
Yeah.
You don't have to make your own.
Bartender didn't apparently know that, because if you can manage to make it through the day without mixing your own blood into your blood cocktail, you're doing okay.
Why did he think that was a good idea?
She. I will say I was giving her the benefit of the doubt because the cocktail wasn't even made with blood orange juice or anything like that. The bartender just decided to give him a little extra kick, a little extra iron in the drink.
Was she serving this to somebody else or drinking it herself?
She was serving it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why she was... fired and who knows
arrested
what else.
Right, I feel like you would need to be arrested for that. You're like serving someone your DNA.
Well, the cafe, I mean, was not too pleased, there in Japan, they had to close for a day to replace all the drinking glasses, contaminated alcohol, as a safety measure. And they're basically saying this is no different from part-time job terrorism and not acceptable. So,
well, yes, like what happens to the people that drink it?
Right.
No.
No. Again, I don't know if you've got a cocktail that includes blood orange juice or whatever. It's delicious, by the way, blood orange juice. I love it. I love blood oranges. I think they're delicious. They're great.
Doesn't contain actual blood, though.
Nope, doesn't. That is your setting the bar story.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.
Should we put a blanket statement out there, just no bodily fluids in any drinks if you're a bartender? Can we just say that? Maybe we should just cover all the bases that way.
Maybe
let's cover all the bases.
Maybe let's go ahead and say that. All right.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Post Malone, Chemical, 99.7 DJX, brand new there on DJX. You can see the video. It's up, WDJX.com. Speaking of new stuff, Louis Capaldi just released new music today as well. I don't know. Have you seen his documentary yet on Netflix?
I have not. I'm not sure if that's one I'm going to watch or not. There's just a lot that I do want to watch, and I don't have a lot of time.
Oh,
we're
so
working
that's
our way through Ted Lasso.
Excuse? Will you say that to his face?
Yeah, well, no.
Poor
if he was sitting right in front of me, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to watch it. But you know, we're being honest. I'm talking to my friends here, and I'm saying that I'm trying to make my way through Ted Lasso. We just finished the Tulsa King, finished Mayor of Kingstown second season. We've had a plate full.
Well, anyways, the Louis Capaldi documentary does look pretty good. And actually, I haven't watched it yet, and maybe I'll do it this weekend, but it is one of those where you leave it and you're like, oh, man, he's a tortured soul. So,
well, he struggles with Tourette's,
yeah.
And you've seen a lot of videos of him in concert, and his audience is kind of singing for him when he, you know, is struggling with it on stage, which is, I think, so awesome.
Yep. So, you can check those out, WDJX.com. Ray now on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can really tell that we're kind of starting to get into Derby season for sure, because for one, next week we're going to be giving away tickets for Thunder at Lynn Family Stadium, 4 packs of tickets for Thunder at Lynn Family Stadium, which, you know, as soon as we start talking Thunder,
that's a week from tomorrow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
That's
to think,
literally
right?
Like just hit my brain and was like,
that's right. Thunder over Louisville's happening.
Oh, gosh.
1 week from tomorrow.
It's a lot.
So all next week we're going to be hooking you up with tickets to go to Lynn Family Stadium, 4 tickets to Lynn Family Stadium. So that's pretty cool, where it's very family friendly. We did it last year, and it's a pretty cool place to see like the fireworks, a very open space, and the air show and all that. So they've got a lot of events happening there at Lynn Family Stadium. So
they got a watch party too for the away games Lou City and for Racing Louisville.
Yep. So those tickets, 4 packs to give away all next week as well. But we're going to be headed over to a little Blessings in a Backpack event, which you've seen this on the news just about every year. But over there,
they do it at Hawthorne Elementary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Kelly and I are going to be kind of emceeing the sort of race around the school, which I think is always entertaining.
The teachers are doing stick horse races.
I love it.
And we have to provide commentary. I really hope that they have come up with some clever names.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to have to make them up. Should we make them up?
I mean, we could do that, too. I don't
know. Let's be prepared just in case they haven't named their horse.
We'll be prepared. So there's that. And then, you know, my nephew and niece go to that school. So that's kind of cool. I'll get to see them, maybe give them a fist bump or whatever. And who knows if I'll be the embarrassing uncle or the cool uncle.
Totally
don't know.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, probably. And then tomorrow, if I see you in Germantown, the big old Germantown baseball parade is going down because the launch of Germantown Ball Club is happening.
You've been doing that for years.
Yeah, make sure you say hi, because I mean, it's such a great event, and the people in Germantown always come out and they line the streets there. It's so
fun. They love their
fun.
Baseball.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So,
did you play baseball?
Yes.
Oh, I knew you played football. I didn't know if you
played
baseball.
Baseball.
Okay. What position did you play?
I played catcher and third base.
That's awesome. I was pitcher and shortstop.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I played a little second base, too. But I was infield.
Oh,
yeah, I was infield, and I wasn't good enough to be the shortstop. But I was second, third base, and then I played catcher. So
you're a little jack of all trades.
Yeah. So, hey, if you do anything, you see us, whatever, we'd love to say hey, and you catch any or you miss anything from the podcast or from the show, got a week's worth of podcasts to catch up on. And if there's one thing you listen to from today's show, it is Little Kid Drunk Adult.
Oh, absolutely. Because it just, I think from the very beginning, it was really kind of off the rails.
Well, we
from the beginning.
We learned Megan has a straw phobia. And from there, it just kind of
went south.
Yes. All right. So, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.